convicted my heart, showed me that I was a sinner.
Good.
I've been thanking for it.
Good.
Lived my whole life in church, and he could have left me in my sin. You know, I convinced myself that I was good and that I was saved, and I knew deep down I wasn't, and I want to thank him for saving me. I want to thank him for the life that he's given me, for my husband who works hard for us, for my family, for my boys. I want to thank him for all his goodness to me. Today's been a hard day. Sorry.
He's good.
Hey.
One.
This is my first Father's Day with my daddy in heaven, and it's been hard. But I want to thank him for being a good heavenly father, but I also want to thank him for giving me good earthly father who loved me, and he raised me in church, and he taught me the best that he could, and I want to thank him for that and the memories that I've had with him.
One.
You know, some of me wants to be, you know, upset that I only got 23 years with him, but I want to thank the Lord for those 23 years.
Yes.
And I just want to thank him for his goodness to my family, and I just want to thank him.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good.
I appreciate that. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised.
Amen.
She said something out there. She convinced herself she was good. You know Revangelist Randy Bain?
I
only met him one other time. He preached down there at that meeting this time. He made this statement. He said, sinners have repented of sin. He said, we need to repent. He said, the hardest sin to repent of is not your badness, it's your goodness.
I believe that. Right.
That is right.
That is right. Yeah.
Later, he made a statement of repenting of your unrighteousness and of your self-righteousness.
Amen.
The same statement.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's right. I'm glad God still saves sinners when they recognize and admit where they are, who they are, what they are. Amen. Amen. What God does. Amen. All right. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, glory, I'm saved. I know y'all probably tired of that song.
No.
But I don't know if it gets cold to you like it does me. But I just, every time we say, glory, I'm saved, I just want to just wave my arms and say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Yeah.
I may sound like a repeat of Miss Evelyn, but I feel for her.
Yep.
What that feels like my daddy's been gone several years now, and I'm just so thankful for the time that the Lord blessed me to have my daddy.
Right.
And not just my daddy, but my father-in-law. He's gone as well. And I had such great in-laws, I couldn't complain at all about it. I loved them very much.
Amen.
They took me in just as if I was their own, and I'm so very thankful that God blessed me with a good mom and daddy.
Absolutely.
A woman took me to church, even though my daddy didn't go to church, she took me to church.
Yep.
And I thought I got saved when I was young, but the Lord showed me not that long ago that I was not really saved. And I'm so, so very thankful that He kept working on me, and that He drew me to Him, and that He was patient and long-suffering with me, and that He did save my soul.
Amen.
Oh, it's just so wonderful to know that I'm going to go to heaven and be with Him one day.
Amen.
And, you know, something that sticks out in my mind, my mom got remarried, and when her second husband was dying, I looked at him, and I said, are you ready to go see Jesus? And that just hours before he left this world, he said, yes, I'm ready to go see my Jesus. And after he left, his preacher was there, and the others were talking about what he was doing in heaven, and I'm like, He's not doing that.
Yeah, no.
I know what He's doing because it's the same thing that I would be doing if I was there.
Amen.
And I'm so very thankful that I know Him. I'm thankful that He gave me a good husband and gave me my four children and gave me a wonderful little grandchild back there. He's just blessed me so much that I couldn't, I'd just be here forever if I just kept on going. But thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. I like it. Spontaneous praise.
Yeah. Just
yes, sir.
Thank the Lord for my dad.
Amen.
I don't give him enough praise as it is. I love my dad.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing. Yes, sir.
Thank the Lord for my dad.
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
Godly upbringing gave me through such godly parents.
Amen.
Amen. And all of my children are in church.
Amen.
And that's your
relationship. Amen. Yes, ma'am, it is. It is. We sang that song this morning, counts you many blessings. And I guarantee you, if you started counting them, you wouldn't get half of them. You'd miss a lot of them. But you still have more than you could count.
Sure.
With what you did remember. Brother Roloff said, instead of saying name them one by one, he said, we all say name them tongue by tongue.
Right.
Loaded with blessings.
Sure.
That's right. He daily loaded us.
Right.
Amen. With blessings. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want to thank you for
giving
me
a good
dad.
Amen.
You took him early. I was only 17. Mm-hmm. I lost my dad. But he did the best he could. He wasn't saved. But he treated me right. He loved me. I knew he loved his love. Mm-hmm. I would just say, if there's anybody here that wasn't dead, you never know when you're going to die. You
right.
So love.
Yeah. Yep. Amen.
I want to thank you for giving me.
Amen. I heard somebody recently made a statement. It was an older person. I'm trying to remember who it was. I've been in different places lately, several different meetings, all day meetings, and they run together. This older gentleman made this statement. He said, I never doubted that my dad loved me, although he never told me. And he said, I never doubted that my dad loved him, although he seemed intent on making me wonder if he loved him. And I thought, boy, I'm glad I didn't have that kind of background.
No, sir. Yeah.
Amen. No, I'm glad I didn't have that kind of background. Amen. I remember as a teenage boy going through puberty, you have these crazy thoughts. And one of them was, do mom and dad love me? Does anybody love me? Kids go through those spells by now. It's not. Well, it's a dangerous time. It can be a dangerous time. What they need to know is that they are loved.
Sure.
Amen.
Right.
I remember thinking, well, I wonder, mom and dad got married. Mom was 15, dad was 16. And I was born, mom was still 16, dad was 17. And wondered, am I really their child? Was I adopted? Of course, the older I get, the more I look like my dad. And Brother Coleman, him and the Ann, Brother Scott, they was at Larned, where Josh was pastor. They saw a picture that they thought was me. But it was my dad when he started the church there. And I had no thoughts of him, I adopted him. But the longer I live, the more I guess I look like him, in some ways act like him. That's the way a Christian ought to be, by the way.
Sure.
You get to say, there may be times of doubt, but there will always be some evidence.
Sure.
You know, some growing in grace,
right.
And sort of resembling. But we're, the Calvinist like to use the word predestinated. We are predestinated. But we're predestinated to be conformed to the image of His dear Son. Amen. Here's a verse that goes right with that. I think it's a mirror verse. 1 Corinthians 2:7, 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Here it is. Which God hath before ordained as predestined. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In other words, God's purpose in life, He saved us,
right.
Not just to sit on a pew,
right.
But to become more like Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. That's a filter. Is it you, preacher?
I want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
I want to thank Him for His grace and mercy. You know, I'm pushing 80 years old.
Yes.
And I look back on my life, and I have failed Him so many times that it makes you wonder. But I do thank Him, and I pray all the time.
Amen.
For His mercy and forgiveness.
Amen. You're a blessing, brothers. You're a blessing. Amen. Seeing you there is a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for saving me, and not just for saving me, but that praiseworthy enough, obviously.
Amen.
What He's done since.
Amen.
Looking back to all He's done and how He's worked over me, put the pieces together.
Yes.
Just watching His hand work.
Amen.
We did see it, but after seeing how he did it.
Amen.
I'm thankful for all he's done. For loving me.
Amen.
The church, family.
Amen.
All that he does and gives them.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. I didn't start it, so I'm going to go ahead and stop. Yes, ma'am.
I've been fasting in the listening to everybody else. I don't want to miss the opportunity to thank the Lord for saving me and for the many blessings on my life. The fact that I've been blessed with a good
heritage. Amen.
Way back many generations and being able to grow up in this atmosphere. I'm so incredibly blessed that I know it. I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for my daddy, for my father, and all
Amen.
Saving me in that miry sin pit.
Yeah.
And he loved me then.
Yes, he did.
I just can't explain it.
No.
Can't thank him enough.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And I know it's a shame that walking with me and talking with me.
Yep. Amen.
power, and it's present in unspeakable.
Yep, that's right.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
One.
Amen.
One.
Amen. She's used that phrase, unspeakable joy. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
I mentioned that a couple weeks ago I got to hear Ruby Smith, first time I'd ever met him, I've heard him. He's on the radio twice a day. Yes, preacher. And I remember a statement he made at Faith Baptist Camp. I know I've repeated it here time or two before, but it bears repeating again. He said that he was thinking on that phrase, joy unspeakable and full of glory. He said, I don't understand what that is. He said one night he was in the church, and this was early in his early days of Christianity. He's in the church and he said it, got home. And he said, this woman jumped up and said, wow! And he said, the Holy Ghost said, that is joy unspeakable. He said that it was full of glory.
Amen.
Amen. I think that's right. At least in your enthusiasm, you're so blessed.
Right.
She doesn't have words to say.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
It comes out your eyeballs.
Yeah.
We live and cry. Amen. Sometimes it may be. I think what happens to me sometimes. It don't happen a lot. And maybe it would happen more, but I didn't stifle it sometimes. But sometimes I just got to run out of the building. I can't stay back there.
Yeah.
But it's just so much pressure that builds.
Water, right, yes.
Amen. You know what that is? That is joy unspeakable.
Water.
Amen.
Lord, Lord. I know it's not all feelings, but I'm glad there's feelings every now.
Right.
Amen. Yes. I'm glad there's feelings. You can know that you're saved by the grace of God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. All right. Where we're supposed to be? We are. We ought to be ready for preaching. Let's gather our faith on them. Welcome, Brother Alan Barker. Evangelist, Dr. Alan Barker. Appreciate him being with us these days. And looking forward to what he's got in store for us tonight. Pray for him as he comes to preach to us. Amen.
All right, you can go ahead and sit down. I've got several things I want to say about thank you for letting me come. But it's not the right time right now to say that. And so I'm not going to say that right now. I love direction in a service.
Yes.
I pray as much for the discernment of the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
As I do the power of God.
Yep.
And I really, really do. This week I've been praying about these two services of being here. And I'm sorry I didn't get to come last year. I had a little problem. But we'll not go into that. But I began to finished up the meeting where I was at last week and began to think about today.
Amen.
Began to pray about the services and pray about what the Lord would have me preach on. And there was no doubt in my mind that I was right slap dab in the perfect center of the will of God preaching this morning.
Amen.
God laid that on my heart. I've not preached that but a time or two, but God really laid that thought on my heart.
Amen.
And I was praying about the service tonight. And I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody probably criticized me for saying this. I could not get 1 ounce of direction for this service tonight.
Yeah.
Now, I've got all kinds of outlines. I got a real pretty one right here if you want it. And I've got them. I got plenty of them. And I've probably got 50 with me. And but you know what? God's not in it. It's not worth a nickel. And so I just want just for a minute tonight to go right on with what you've been doing, and that's just simply praising God.
Amen.
And He's worthy tonight of our praise tonight. And I appreciate His goodness. I really, really do tonight. I think about the book of Psalms. Don't even turn because I'm not sure what I'm going to read. But I think about the book of Psalms tonight. And when you study the book of Psalms tonight, it's full of praising. And that's what the whole book's about, praising God, giving Him glory, giving Him honor, giving Him praise for His goodness tonight. And I love studying the book of Psalms. The older I get, the more I find myself reading in the book of Psalms and studying the book of Psalms. I wrote this down some time ago. The book of Psalms tonight is a history book. And it really is a history book. It's a history about the nation of Israel. The book of Psalms tonight is a hymn book. And you'll say, what do you mean a hymn book? It's all about him. Amen. And it is a hymn book. Those Jews, would literally sing the Psalms. The book of Psalms tonight is a healing book. And how many times have we went to the book of Psalms? When our heart was broke, our heart was crushed, we're going through a storm, we're going through a valley. How many times have we rushed to the book of Psalms to find healing in the book of Psalms tonight? It's a healing book when I think about the Psalms tonight. It's a holy book. And you know why? Because it magnifies the sovereign God. It's a holy book tonight. When I think about the book of Psalms tonight, I think about it's a honey book. Hello? It's a honey book, amen. Because it's honey oozing out of the book of Psalms tonight. When I think about the book of Psalms tonight, I think about it's a hated book. And it certainly is a hated book tonight. Because the devil hates the word of God. And he hates anybody praising God tonight. Now to say this tonight, praising God is always in order. I don't care what the situation is. I said praising God, thank God, it's always in order. Hallelujah. And yes it is. I heard Brother S.M. Lockridge. I know you don't know who that is. Pastor does. And he's probably in heaven now, black preacher. And many, many years ago, they was having a service in the East Room of the White House. Many, many years ago. And Dr. Billy Graham was preaching on the Lord is my shepherd. And they said it would come out on Monday morning on the Washington Post and the newspaper. Praising God in the East Room of the White House. Amen. And may I say to you tonight, hey, we ought to praise Him. Amen. Ought to give Him glory, give Him honor, and praise Him tonight. Yes. I want to read something tonight. Let me read this. I'm not going to preach, but I want to read this tonight. Psalms. Anywhere you want to turn, Psalms. Psalm 107. Bible said in Psalm 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Then it gives you the reason why. Somebody tell me what the reason is. For He is good. You got it. That's exactly right. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He's redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Anybody been redeemed tonight? Yes. Has He redeemed you out of the hand of the enemy tonight? Hey, if a devil had his way, you'd be in hell tonight. But thank God for grace and mercy and love and kindness, thank God. He said, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He's redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. I like what he says in verse 8. Oh, give thanks. Verse number 8. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Yeah. For His goodness. For His wonderful works to the children of man. What is Him works? Look at verse number 15. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. For His goodness. And for His wonderful works to the children of man. What are those works? Look at verse 21. I said in verse 21. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. And for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of man. I like what he says in verse 31. How about says in verse 31, all that men will praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of man. Let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people, and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. I'll ask you a question now. You got anything to praise Him for? You have. I give Him glory. I give Him honor tonight. I bless His good name. I say hallelujah for being saved by the good grace of God tonight. I sit now thinking, I'm not going to preach, but I sit now thinking, oh my, how good He is tonight. I say how good He is tonight. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. He is good. Let me ask you a question. What other word would you put with that? For He is good. My wife and I will be married 56 years this year. Amen. And we'll drive down the road. And she'll look over at me and I know what she's getting ready to say. When you've been married that long, you pretty well know what they're getting ready to say. And she'll look over at me and here's what she'll say. Why in this world has God been so good to me and you? I'll tell you something tonight. I bless His name. I give Him glory. I give Him honor. I give Him praise tonight. My whole entire family is saved in the house of God. My son's my pastor. My grandson's a preacher. My son-in-law's a pastor. And there was 11 preachers, independent Baptist preachers, in my immediate family before they started dying. And I'll say this to you now. I bless His name tonight. He's good, thank God. He's good, thank God. He's good, thank God. Oh, I bless Him tonight. I just thought about this. Never to say this. I'm not going to preach, but I'm going to say this tonight. Hey, I thank Him for salvation. I thank Him for being saved by the grace of God. Oh, I can relate to what you were saying. And I can relate to what the others are saying. You'll never get saved till you get lost. And I thank Him for the night that He come by and changed my life, thank God, and turned me around, thank God. You remember that day? You remember that afternoon? Hey, you remember that place where you was at? When the Holy Ghost come by and showed you how you're lost and ruined condition? Hey, without God? You see, I grew up in a pastor's home. And my daddy made us go to church. I didn't have a choice. If I wanted to sleep in his bed, eat his food, and stay in his house, he had a policy, you go to church. And so I had to go to church. And back in those days, they would actually come back and talk to you. Had to do an invitation time. You remember that preacher? They would come back and try to get you to come to the altar and talk to you. That would embarrass a fool out of me. I'd be sitting on the back row, and there'd be some pretty girls sitting on the row in front of me. And I would play with their hair. I would talk to them. And they would come back and try to get me to come to the altar. That would embarrass me. So when I was about 13 years old, one Sunday night, Maple Springs Baptist Church, I walked out of that aisle, walked out in the aisle, come down the altar and bowed in the altar, and when I got to the altar, I never come to get saved. I come to get mom and daddy off my back. And there must have been 50 people gathered around me and prayed for me. And when I got up, they was all shouting and praising God. And I went down the aisle lost. I bowed in the altar lost. I got up lost. Well, y'all hear me? I didn't go to get saved. I went to get mom and daddy off my back. 2 weeks later, they tempted me over the river and they baptized me. And the only difference was how when I went in, I was dry. When I come out, I was wet. I was lost as a ball in high grass and knowed it. And my daddy told me during my 10 years, he said, son, you said you got saved. You don't act like a Christian. And that would eat at me. That would eat me alive when my daddy would say that. And he said, you don't act like a Christian. Hey, you don't talk like a Christian. And I will tell you, one night I went to hear a man preach. I was 17 years old. And I went to hear a man of God preach. I didn't want to go. I wasn't going to church then. I done got out of my dad. And he said, don't you go to church with me tonight? I said, I'm not going. He said, you need to go hear this preacher. I said, I'm not going. He said, this man of God is on radio from coast to coast. I said, he's a movie star. He said, yeah, he lied. And I went with him out the old Rock Creek Singing Center. And I sat on this side of the Rock Creek Singing Center. And that night they introduced the preacher. And he come walking out to the pulpit. He was short, fat, and bald-headed, and had a red-back Bible named Brother Mays. Oh, yeah. And old Brother Mays preached that night. And the more he preached, the madder I got. Cause I knew my daddy had probably told him everything I'd done. And matter of fact, he told me what all I'd been doing. How that man of God did. Oh, that man of God preached that night. And I'll never forget this. That's one of the only times, I didn't get saved, that's one of the only times in my life I raised my hand and said, pray for me, I'm a sinner. I could have got saved. God dealt with me. Here's what I want to say tonight. I never got away from that night. I said I never got away from that night. How that same year, how I was dating this little lady sitting right back here. And the only way I could date her during the week was go to church. And so I was already on conviction. And so I went with her to church on a Thursday night, Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Ivy Couch got up and preached the Word of God. How when Brother Ivy Couch got done preaching, God rung my bell. I was already on conviction. And we got in the car and started down the road. And I took her home. She had to go to school the next day. I took her home. And she started to get out of the car. And I said, she knew God. She's a Christian. She taught Sunday school. And she knew the Lord. And I said, for me to say this, it took a lot of grit and grace. I said, I'm going to go get my daddy to pray with me. Will you go with me? She said, sure, I'll go with you.
Amen.
Drove down the road 12 miles. Got my daddy out of the bed. And I walked in the house. My daddy was asleep. And I told Mom, I said, get daddy up. I need somebody to pray with me.
Amen.
If I'm thinking right, here's what I think my mother said. What have you done now? I said, I need to get saved.
Amen.
My daddy got up, and here's what he done. He didn't open Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. He didn't read Romans 10, 13. He read me one verse. He said, son, the Bible said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, hallelujah, I'm about to shout. And he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you hearing me? He said, if you've ever prayed in your life, you get down on your knees and pray right now. He didn't read me Romans 10, 13. For whosoever's called name. He didn't read any of that. Matter of fact, he didn't have to read that. I knew what my situation was. Boy, about that Thursday night, 22nd day of October, 1970, at between 9:30 and 10 o'clock that night, and got saved by the good grace of God. Now, here's what I want to say tonight. I am so thankful. Oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord. I thank Him for saving me. I thank Him for saving me. Listen to this, and I'm going to preach on and say this. Had I not got saved, I'd be in one of three places right now. I said, had I not got saved, I'd be in one of these three places tonight. I'd either be in jail, or out on bail, or in hell. But here I stand in Madisonville, Kentucky, redeemed by the grace of God. Hey, saved by the good grace of God. You say, you act like you're excited. I am.
Amen.
I am. Hey, I'm saved, thank God. I'll never go to, look up here and listen to this. You realize not one end of your hair will ever suffer the flames of hell.
Amen.
Do you get what I just said?
Yep.
Sir, if you're saved tonight, your little finger will never feel the flames of hell.
Amen.
I'm telling you, thank God, we're somebody, we're going somewhere.
Amen.
Hey, we've been saved by the good grace of God. It's just good to be saved. I thank Him for salvation. Oh, He said in that verse there, oh, that give thanks unto the Lord. And I want to say I bless Him. I want to say I thank Him in the congregation of righteous and I for wonderful, full, and free salvation, thank God, and changes us and turns us around. I'm thankful for salvation. Hey, can I say one more thing? I'm not going to preach, but can I say this? I'm thankful for satisfaction. I don't have drink Bud Dumber to be happy. I don't have smoke juju weed to be happy. Are y'all hearing me? I don't have shoot drugs to be happy. By the way, I'm happy now and ain't even trying to be. y'all didn't get what I just said. I said I'm happy now and not even trying to be. Oh yes, joy in my soul. Hey, the Bible said that He gave us life. He didn't only give us life, He gave it more abundantly. I want to say tonight, I'm thankful that He satisfies. Oh, week after week after week, thank God, He goes on satisfying.
Amen.
You know, I've been saved 53, how long have I been saved? 56 years. You know, just say this. You would think, and our Doc Sattler said this in my pulpit years ago. You would think, after being saved all these years, it would get old. It would get dull. It would get dry. But can I tell you something tonight? Sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really does pay. I get happy in this heavenly way. I bless Him. I thank Him tonight that He satisfies my soul. Can I tell you this tonight? The world cannot do that for you. Are you listening to me? There's not enough juju weed in the world to smoke to make you happy. I never ever got over this. A few weeks ago, I was out west. And in the state of New Mexico, they said it. I mean, it's advertised. You walk down the street, you smell it everywhere. Hey, can I tell you something now? That's not where it's at. Hey, can I tell you something now? Pop a top again. Y'all don't even know what that song is, but anyhow, don't look it up. Are you hearing me? That's not where it's at. It's not in a bottle. It's not in a can. It's not in a joint. But thank God it's at Calvary. I say it's at Calvary. You get saved by the grace of God. He'll satisfy you. Hallelujah. Thank God. Happy. Just happy, just satisfied. In my soul, I'm happy tonight. Again, we don't have to go to the things of this world. Thank God you and I are saved by the grace of God. That's wonderful tonight. That man would praise him and thank him. I thank him tonight. Now y'all testify, let me testify. I thank him tonight. Amen. I say, I thank him tonight. You know what I found out? You go to praising God, it won't be long he'll show up to get it. Do you hear what I just said? You go to praising him and thanking him, it won't be long. At my house where I live, I don't have an upper room. I have a lower room. In my basement's where my altar's at. I have one in my office also. But I do more praying in my basement than I do anywhere. And sometimes I'll get down in my basement. And on the wall, I got a prayer list there. I support, pray every day, try to pray every day for churches that help my wife and I support us in evangelism. And I pray for them. I have a list I pray for that I go through every day. But you know what? A lot of times I'll go down there. And before I start praying, I'll say, Lord, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Blessed be thy name. Glory to God. Bless your name. And just start out by giving him glory. And start out by giving him honor. And I will tell you, it's not long, thank God. It gets real foggy in my basement. Hey, man, are y'all hearing me tonight? I love it that way. I like it when he shows up. And by the way, I don't spend as much time on my knees as I do in a chair. You say, why? Well, you get as old as I am. You'll have to sit up sometime and pray instead of kneeling. And I have an office chair in my basement. An office chair's got wheels on it. And I'll get happy sometime. Have you ever seen anybody cut donuts in an office chair? Y'all hear me preach tonight? Oh, that man would give thanks unto the Lord. I bless him tonight. Hey, I'm saying thank God. I'm satisfied. Are you hearing me this evening? I'll make a statement. I'm not going to preach, but I'll make a statement. I don't know one thing in this world that I want. God's my witness what I just said. I don't know one desire, one thing in this world this afternoon that I want. He gives me the desires of my heart. And I want to say to him tonight, I thank him. I praise him. I want to tell you tonight, up here and wherever I'm at tonight, I want you to know tonight, I love him tonight. I thank him. Oh, he's one. And by the way, can I say this tonight? My wife and I are in a different church every week. I preach just about every week of my life. And you know what? If you're not real careful, you'll get in a rut. You know what a rut is? A rut's a grave with both ends knocked out. And if you don't watch it, you'll get in a rut. Well, we got to go to church Wednesday night. We got to come back Sunday morning. We got to come back Sunday. If you don't watch it, you'll get in a rut. Listen, my wife and I, we talk about that quite often. And I want to say this tonight. I don't want to get in a rut tonight. I want to be real. I want to be fresh. I want to be good. And it is. And it is. Thank God. And it is tonight. I said, and I praise him for salvation. I praise him for satisfying me. I am happy and not even trying to be. Amen. How about that? By the way, if you're looking for happiness, you're not going to find it. No. You can't find it. And you say, well, how do you get to be happy? Just do the will of God. Right. Just get up and read your Bible every day. Have devotion every day. Give out gospel tracts, witness others, tell others about Jesus. I'm telling you tonight, I praise Him. I thank Him. I thank Him for letting me be His servant tonight. Amen. I mean that tonight. I don't have to preach. I get to preach. Amen. I don't have to go to church. I get to go to church. Amen. I don't have to give. I get to give. Amen. I don't have to give the faith promise. I get to give the faith promise. How about the shout? Are y'all hear me tonight? I thank Him, oh my soul, just for being His servant tonight. Hey, a hell-bent, hell-deserving sinner that God picked up many years ago and changed my life. When my wife and I got married, and the first time I dated her, matter of fact, I dated her three times before I ever spoke to her. I didn't talk. I did not am I telling the truth? Raise your hand. And we had a double date with her uncle and her aunt and her uncle. You couldn't talk. I got on an airplane the other day in El Paso, Texas, flying back to Dallas. And I don't know which is the worst, a woman that won't talk or a woman that talks too much. This lady sat down beside of me and I reached in my pocket, going to give her a gospel tract, witness to her. And she wouldn't take the tract, and she wouldn't even speak to me. And for about 2 hours, I come flying up. She wouldn't even talk to me. Well, we get to Dallas, and we change planes. We're going to fly to Charlotte. And I sit down, and this lady sits across. Well, no, she sits right beside me. And she started before I ever got my seatbelt buckled. And we got out to the runway to take off. It's about a 2.5 hour flight. Got out to the runway to take off. She wouldn't shut up. She would not hush. And got out to the runway to take off. And there was a storm in the air and they shut down the airport. So I had to sit down and listen to that woman for 1.5 hours on that airplane. After 1.5 hours it took off. And when 2 hours, 2.5 hours later, 3 or 4 hours I was with her. She ain't shut up yet. And she looked over me and said, "Now, tell me some of your stories." I said, "We're good. We're good. Are you hearing me?" But here's what I want to say to you tonight. When God called me to preach, I didn't talk. I really did not talk. And when God called me, I laughed. I said, "This is a joke, man. You need to call my brother. You need to call somebody. Not me." But aren't you glad tonight that God can take a crooked stick and draw a straight line? Hey, aren't you glad tonight God can pick up a country boy that breaks the king's English, that very uneducated, and call him into the ministry and preach the word of God all over the country? I say I bless him tonight just for being a servant tonight. Isn't it a joy just to reach in your pocketbook and in your pocket, pull out that gospel tract? I'm preaching good. Are y'all hearing me? Pull out that. Oh, what a joy. I want to tell you tonight, that's a joy. That is a real joy. My wife and I see a lot of people get saved in motels. You know what a motel is? It's a mission field. And, of course, where I'm at this week, don't many of them speak hillbilly. And I'm not sure what they're speaking. It's not Spanish either. But here's what I want to say to you. What a joy to be a servant. Aren't you thankful that He lets you do something for Him? How many Sunday school teachers do we have in here? How about that? How many witnesses do we have for Him? Are you a witness for Christ? How many ambassadors do we have? How many did we in here save? You are an ambassador of Christ. And I'll say it's a joy to be His servant. I'm a servant of the King. I want to tell you, He's a wonderful master. Boy, I'm thankful tonight for being His servant. Amen. I just thought about this. I'm thankful for the second coming, the first part of it. Right. He's coming to rapture the church. Right. You realize this tonight, we're all going to get to go to heaven. Amen. We're all going to get to go to heaven. And by the way, listen to this. We're going to have to put up one another for all eternity. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Right. It's going to be a good day. Amen. It's going to be a good day. And I believe that woman sat with me the other day. She's charismatic, but I believe she's probably saved. But I'm glad God's going to sanctify her mouth before she gets heaven. Say amen right there. Are you hearing me tonight? Hey, I just want to say to you now. I got the outline if you want it right here. It is. It's a doozy. The secret to spiritual stability. It's a doozy. If you want it, come see me after service and I'll let you have it for a quarter. Are you listening? Holy Ghost said something right there. Just read Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I want to ask you a quick question. How long has it been since you piled up an old time altar and just say, Lord, I didn't come tonight to ask you for anything. I didn't come to ask you to heal Susie or help Uncle Ben. But Lord, I just wanted to come tonight and bow before you and tell you, number one, I love you. You ever tell him that? I said, you ever tell him you love him? I just want to come and tell you I love you tonight. Now, I don't want to tell you I love you. I want to thank you. You're so good to me. I want to thank you tonight. Let me ask you a question. Why in the world is God so good to us? I feel like Dr. Lakin. I feel like I feel like I'm his only child. I'm so spoiled tonight. The grace of God, the mercies of God, the goodness of God, the grace of God. God is so good tonight. Oh, that men would give thanks unto the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he's redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Listen, we've not even started to enter into what happened when we got saved. That night I got saved, here's what happened. I bowed down beside that old metal TV. Y'all don't even remember that metal. Took about 5 people to move it. I bowed down beside that old metal TV. And asked the Lord to come into my heart. Amen. When I got saved that night, listen to this, I'm done. When I got saved that night, I didn't jump up, I didn't run, I didn't shout, I didn't do anything. And at the end of my prayer, I was getting ready to hush. Lord, save me. Lord, save me. It seemed like nothing had happened at all. And all of a sudden, the peace of that condemnation. Do y'all realize what that is? It's called conviction. That condemnation was heavy on my heart. At the end of that prayer, I said, God, if you're ever going to save me now. And when I said that, he took away that judgment and that condemnation and flooded my heart with the sweet peace of God. And I will tell you, it's never been the same since. And here's what I started to say. It will take an eternity to reveal what all happened to us when we got saved. It really, really will. I mean, it's so good, it's so wonderful. It absolutely take an eternity to reveal what happened when we got saved. Let me come back, I'll preach the outline. But listen to this. All that meant, and by the way, I'm happy. I'm honest with you. I know you don't know me and you don't have a clue. Most time when I go somewhere to preach, God has already showed me direction for the services. Got to read, you know what I'm talking about. And I just could not get any direction for the service tonight. I got Buku's outlines. But I don't want outline, I want handline.
Amen.
Are you listening? That's what I want.
Amen.
So I'm doing what the Lord wanted me to do now. So I'm going to ask you a question. How long has it been since you just piled up around an old time altar and say, Lord, I love you. I bless you. I thank you. I thank you and I praise you. I tell you what I found out, a pastor 38 years, been evangelism and missions all total, all put together, 15 years. I tell you what I found out, pastor in churches, if I can get my people to love God and live for him and walk with him, that takes care of about 99% of the problems.
Right.
Just loving him, just fellowshipping with him, enjoying the good blessings of God.
Amen.
I'll say this, and I'm going to sit down. Alan Ford, you're blessed.
Amen.
I'll be in about 65 churches this year. A lot of churches I go in, they're graveyard dead.
Yeah.
You got to get it out of the basement to preach.
Yeah.
God help us.
Yeah.
Dead. I come in here this morning, good, sweet Spirit of God in here. You folk like to call me preach my gallbladder out this morning. Are you listening? I'm telling you, you're blessed. I told the preacher this afternoon, you got a good spirit in your church.
Amen.
Don't take that for granted.
Amen.
How many love him tonight? Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you really love him?
Amen.
How many? Let's stand up. Do you really love him?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a real good time right now. Real good. Come on. Real good. Let's get around this altar. Tell him now how much we appreciate him.
Yes.
Thank him for saving you. How about them prayers he's answered you ain't thanked him for? How about him taking care of your family and supplying your needs? How about all them good blessings that you've not even thanked to thank Him for? If you can't come and bow, if you don't sit on a seat there, that'll be fine. I bless His name. I bless His name. Our Heavenly Father, I know now why you wouldn't give me no direction for the service tonight. You just want us to magnify you and talk about you. Lord, the psalmist said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of man. Lord, I just off the top of my head thought about them two, three little things I said tonight. I am grateful. I am thankful. Lord, I could have been in hell many years ago, but you come back. You come back and you came back. What a long-suffering God. What a merciful God. What an outstretched arm you gave to me. When I didn't deserve it, I didn't deserve anything. But I appreciate the grace of God and the mercies of God. My mind goes back many, many years ago that night you reached down. And I want to tell you one more time this side of heaven, I thank you. I praise you. I give you glory. I give you honor. Not just words, but from my heart tonight, Lord, I want to tell you I love you. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your good grace. Lord, if you saved us and never done anything else, that would be enough. But Lord, you didn't only save us. Now you load us daily with your benefits. And I bless your name tonight. I praise you tonight. I give you glory and honor. Lord, I sat here in the service tonight and heard these folk testify and hear these people bragging on you tonight. Lord, that is a missing thing across this country in a lot of churches. And I thank you for an old-fashioned, fundamental Bible preaching church where folk are not ashamed to praise God and give you glory and give you honor. And I pray, Lord, you keep the fire burning right here at Island Ford. Lord, keep folk excited about serving you. I keep folk fresh in love with you. And Lord, I pray help them reach this community and reach a world with the gospel while we have time and opportunity. Thank you tonight for being so good to us. Thank you for the grace of God. Thank you for the mercies of God. I love you tonight. I praise you. I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Praise His good name. Amen. I bless His good name. We are so blessed. Aren't you glad you're serving a God tonight that's not dead? Aren't you glad tonight you're serving a God that's alive? Somebody said He's alive and well. I really don't like that statement. He's alive and well. That might indicate that He might have been sick sometime. He ain't never been sick. He ain't never going to be sick. He's God. He's Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior. Amen. He's alive. He's on the throne. Man, I thought about a dozen things. I want to preach tonight on what's He doing sitting there. Yeah. I'm talking about it. Hebrews chapter 12. He sat down at the right hand, not the left side. Amen. What's He doing sitting there tonight? Well, I got to hush. I want to thank you, preacher, for letting me come. I want to thank you. Last year, he said this morning, I scheduled you to be here last year and had a little problem. And I can't believe that happened. They said I had a heart attack. They said I did. I guess I did. They said I did. 2 days later, they opened my chest up and went in there and done something. So I guess I did. And I told my cardiologist, I said, look, I've never been sick in my life. I'm not. Matter of fact, 3 weeks after I had open heart surgery, I was preaching. Yep. 3 weeks. And I told my cardiologist, I said, man, I can't even believe this happened. I'm not heart slowed down. I can't believe this happened. He said, preacher, if you don't believe it happened, just unbutton your shirt and look in the mirror. Yeah. Are you listening? So I didn't get to come last year, but thank you for letting us come this year. I've enjoyed being here. Hope you let me come back sometime. Get down North Carolina, call me, and we'll go get a hot dog with chili. Amen.